Sometimes when we first encounter ideas or concepts at a young age, we remain content with that simplistic understanding. So with this as an introduction, I'd like to revisit a famous Rashi, you know, from Parshas Korach, Parshas Vayichi, and try to get a little bit of a deeper understanding. So beginning of this week's Parsha, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar, ben Kahas, ben Levi, Vedosan, Vaviram, ben Eliab, Vaon, ben Peles, ben Reuven. Okay? Perek Tazayin Pasuk Aleph. So Rashi says, Ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi, Vlohizkir ben Yaakov. If you look on the list of names, the whole genealogy here, so Yaakov is missing. Why is that? Shabikesh Rachim Alatzmo, because he davened for compassion upon himself. Shlo Yizkir Shmo Alamachlokusam, that his name should not be mentioned in this machlokus between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneimar, it says in Pasuk, this is going back to Birkas Yaakov, that he says to him, "Pikahalam al techar kvoidi." Right? Don't put my name with it. Don't join me to your congregation. Literally, something like that. Okay. V'heichan nizkar shemosho al Korach. So when is it is yachsam al haduchan b'divrei hayom shneimar ben Yosef ben Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi ben Yisrael. So at the end of the day, in divrei hayomim, we do find that Yaakov's name is mentioned, called by Yisrael, same person, but it is connected to Korach. In Parshas Vayechi, what does the pasuk say? So let's just start back in the brachos that in Perek Mem Tes in a pasuk. Hey, Shimon v'Levi achim. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Klei chamas mecherusehem. Their weaponry is a stolen craft. I'm using the Art Scrolls translation. B'sdom al tovo nafshi b'kalam al techek kvoidi ki ba'apam hargu ish v'ritzonom ikrushor. With their conspiracy, I don't want my soul to enter. With their congregation, I don't join. My honor, their rage, they murdered people, and at their whim, they hamstrung an ox. Okay, so that's our translation over there. Fine. So it comes along Rashi and says, "Bekal, what does that mean? Shakilu Korach kishehu meshivto shalevi. When Korach, who is a descendant coming from Shevet Levi, kol ha'eda al Moshe al Aaron, al tikvodi. Don't. I'm sorry, I read the wrong. Al techad kvodi. Don't like a yuchlik it like nine them sham." Alias Yachid Imahim Shemi. Don't put my name with them. Shneimar says in Pasuk Korach ben Yitzhar, again quotes our Pasuk, from the beginning of the Parsha. And it says, no, but Divrei Yamim, we do find it because it's called Levi ben Yisrael. Okay, so simple question. Who cares whether the name is mentioned or whether the name is not mentioned? Does it really change anything? Does it change who biologically who his descendants are? Does it change? We don't know who the Yichus is. So what's this whole capade over here? No, don't mention my name. Right? Sounds like a simple thing. We read the Rashi, think, okay, so my name's not mentioned there. But who cares? So let's see. Yesh lahakus. We can ask a kasha. Uma bekach. What's the deal? Shlo nizkra b'torah korach shehu ben Yisrael. The korach is an enikel from Yisrael, from Yaakov. V'chi al yedei she'enu muzkar b'torah mafkia mihlios ben benoshel Yaakov. What? From the fact he didn't get mentioned here, that now changes it? No long. You're no longer a descendant of Yaakov. He is. So why the things? So brings the Maharal Yisod Godel. It says like this. She'harosha she'yesh lo av ozakin yitzadik v'chosid. If a Rosh would have a father or a grandfather who is righteous, who is a pious person, Yeshlo Hatzlach Meruba, the Rishoso, he would have a tremendous success in his Rishus, Yoser Mimish Ein Aviv Tzadik, more than a regular person in a Rosh whose father is not a Tzadik. Because of this, you know, imagine like a pendulum, right? If it could swing one way in towards the side of good, it could swing in the opposite direction. How much more so? There's such a koach invested in a person who comes from a tzaddik, from a chosid. Because who she'ain't sofik, im haya Yishmael ve'esav b'nei anoshim pshutim, if Yishmael and Esav would have been descended from regular, normal guys, lo haya matzlichim b'rishisom kolkach, they would not have been so successful in the rishis. We know what Yishmael did, we know the averus that Esav did. It comes from the fact, ironically, that they had such noble, such great father and grandfather. V'chol av shehu tzadik, any father who is a tzadik, morish livno koch hafachashivas sheishlo, puts into his child the importance the cheshivas that he himself has, the kochos that he has. Ushis palu Yaakov Avinu shekarach lo yisach yisachrav. And now we understand, why is Yaakov davening, no, don't mention me in the yichus of Korach? Pirish dover, what does it mean? Shel yirash mailis haruchni shel Yaakov. I don't want my maila, me, Yaakov Avinu, the b'chir sheba avos, I don't want that going into Korach. That's what means don't mention my name. Don't put my kochos into Korach. Umimele, lo yihyeh lo koch harishas, because he wouldn't have such a koch to be such a big rasha. Shechachim is going to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is bar shekol mi shemalaso gedola yesh lo yoyser koch harishas. A person who has greater potential also has a greater ability to harm, to damage. L'chein, therefore, ein echosh li Yaakov genai shiyotzim in a korach. That's why it's not considered to be a genai, something disparaging for Yaakov Avinu, the fact that korach came from him. Aval, Avram v'yitzchak, nechshav l'genai. But for Avram, was considered to be a something, inappropriate. Shiyotzim men o Esav yishmoyam. What's the raya for this? So the Maharal says, so it goes back to Gemara in Arbei Pesachim, which we're familiar with. The Gemara is in Kuf Yud Tes and the Beis. The Gemara is talking about this special Seuda that Hashem is going to make for all the righteous people. And afterwards, it's going to be a Shiloh. Who's going to lead the benching? Who's going to mechavid lead the benching? So it goes through several tzaddikim, and each one disqualifies himself for a different reason, right? The Gemara says, "Osir Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasos seudah tzaddikim biyom sheigmol chasto lizaro shel Yitzchak la'achos sheyochlim b'sosin." Now they're time; they're done eating and drinking. Noslo Avram Avinu koshol bracha levarich. They say, "Avram Avinu, you lead the benching." Va'omer lahem einim varich. I can't. I'm not fit. Sheyotz mimeni Yishmael. I had a Yishmael came out for me. Omer lo Yitzchak, so tell Yitzchak now, you're number two. Tol Avarich, right? You take the cup, you lead the benching. Omer lehen einim Avarich shiatzim ben Esav. I can't lead the benching, I had an Esav. So Omer lo Yaakov tol Avarich. So now they say to Yaakov, you're number three, you lead the benching. Omer lehen einim Avarich. Now let's listen, look at the Gemara says. What's the reason why Yaakov says I can't lead the benching? He doesn't say because I had a Korach. Right? What does he say? Because I married two sisters while they were both alive. In the future, the Torah is going to say it's Osir. So why didn't Yaakov say, the reason I can't do it is because I had Korach? So you see from here, this is the raya for the Yisod that the Maharal is saying. The fact that Korach did come out from Yaakov was not such a genai. Either because of the generational distance becomes him, or because he davened. I don't have a shaychus. I don't have a yichus too. Yes, biologically it's true. He is a descendant. But he davened specially. Don't mention my name. Don't let my Korach go into him. Beautiful. But Avraham, it was a genai. Yishmoel, because he had Yishmoel. And by Yitzchak, it was a genai, because he had an Esav. But they don't bring, again, he doesn't need the benching. At the end, the Gemara finished off. David HaMelech says, Kos Yeshua says, Saul, v'shem Hashem Ekra. It's appropriate, it's fitting, I'm the one who should lead the benching, okay? But you see in the Yisod over here, it comes out that the Genai is not the regular pashas we think, right? Sheyeshlo ben Rasha Meyotzei Chalotzov, they had a son who was a Rasha. The Genai is the Koach Shel Ha'av Munach Beben HaRasha. The Genai is that the Koach that the father has was put into them. And then because he has this koch, he's able to be more successful than, as the Maharal said, than a regular person. So this is really the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayechi, and he says basically the so that we just spoke out. But let's read the words inside. Ve'im Tomer, if you're going to say Uma Bekach, what's the big deal? Shelo Nizkar B'Torah Ben Yisrael, that Korach is not mentioned to be the son of Yisrael. V'chi B'Shvil Kach Lo Haya Ben Oshel Yaakov, just because Yaakov says don't mention me, I'm not the kid, right? That's the kasha. Omnam Yira Lefarish Sheyedua. It's known Ki Gedulas Yaakov Gedol Na'od. He had such a great greatness to him. V'im Yorish Harosh Kitzas Mechashivas Yaakov K'moshe Derech HaToldos Domim El Ha'av, like the Tolda, right? In Halacha we know that Toldos Kiyotzim, Toldos Lav Kiyotzim, but here the Tolda, the child, the offspring, literally the Vlad, has the similarity to the Av. So that would mean that the Korach would have this Korach of Yaakov inside of him, as Hayakorach Yoiser Chol, he would have made him a bigger machlokus, made a bigger problems. Shrei Achshav Lobo Lechalak Al Moshe Rak B'Shvil Gedulaso, because of his greatness. V'chein and also Nosi Beis Av L'Shimoni, right, the head of Shimon. Hayakov Mispala Shlo Yershu Gedulaso Mechashivoso Klum Ad Shirshem Yaakov Nikra Alehim. Since this Rasha doesn't really get any Yerusha from Yaakov, he doesn't get any inheritance from him. Well, next of the Yaakov Gnai, that's why it's not considered to be something that's inappropriate for Yaakov. Lafuki Yishmael the Esav, to exclude the case of Yishmael the Esav, ain't suffic ilu hayu b'nei anoshim da'alma, if they would have been, regular parents, lohaya matzlichim berishosim kemoshe hay matzlichim, they wouldn't have been as successful in their nefarious schemes as they were. Lekach nechshav la'avram liyitzchak leganai lokein liyakov. So again, a deeper yisod. You read the Rashi's, but without the Gur Ari, he opens up a new window for us. As kids, we hear this Rashi. Okay, so Yaakov Davins, my name's not Netem. But to dig deeper and to figure out what does that mean? Not to have my name, not to have my association, not to have my koach put into somebody. And with this, it gives a deeper Havana and deeper appreciation for what Rashi is teaching us all along. Okay? Shkoyach, everybody.